There are times in our life when we have to rethink about our goals and ambitions. Now, this has happened to my guest today. Joining me, Andy Brown, is Dennis Hammond. Welcome, Dennis, to Radio Way.
Thank you, Andy.
Now, in May 2022, your world turned upside down. What happened?
I found quite a bit of blood in my urine. I went to the doctors and it was dip tested. And from there on, I was told that it's definitely cancer, and oh my gosh, it just, you know, all the appointments and scans and more blood tests after blood test, you know. And then I was told, I started my chemo in September, it ended in January, and then, you know, it was all normal for a little while, and then in March it started to rise again, so they put me on new medication. And I'll be honest with you, that isn't working either at the moment.
So the support team that you've had from St. Peter's Hospital, how's that been?
Oh, it's been amazing. Really, really amazing.
Let's name a few individuals, if there's people that you're very proud of.
I'm very proud of Dr. Otter. That's the only person I have dealings with at St. Peter's, because I'm also under Royal Surrey. And there's a nurse there called Karen. And Lisa, two nurses there, Karen and Lisa, are amazing people.
And also, you've decided that this needs a charity challenge. So what have you set yourself, Dennis?
I've set... You're going to laugh, Andy. I've set myself to do the highest sky ride in the world, and I am petrified of heights.
Right.
So, you know, you can imagine what's going to happen there. But I'm going to do it, because it's for an amazing charity.
And the charity that you've chosen is?
It's for Little Oaks Paediatric Ward, for cancer patients, little children and up to teenagers.
That's the oncology services here at St. Peter's Hospital. And so you've been working with the charity team here, ASPH Charity, here at the hospital. And you've set yourself a rather tough target, haven't you?
I have. But you know what? We're going to do it. We're going to overdo it. You know what I mean? Because there's so many generous people out there. You know what I mean? Because cancer's such a big thing at the moment. And I wanted to do this one because children are our future.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And that's why I wanted to do this one.
So it's a good choice. So tell us a little bit about the Sky Ride, what you know about that.
Been and seen it, and it is quite high. And the Sky Ride is where you sit in like a chair. It supports your back, and then it goes forward. So you're virtually facing the ground. But I've still got the support of the chair, because I've got the cancer in my spine, top, middle and bottom. So that needs to be supported, and also my pelvis and bladder.
And I bet your surgical team or your oncology team have been a bit worried about you.
I think they were more worried about the zip wire, to be quite honest with you. When I mentioned the zip wire, Dr. Otter is like, well, I don't think that'd be a good idea, but if you want to do it, you can do it, but I'd prefer it if you didn't, because you might not have a spine at the end of it.
So the Sky Ride it is, and that's going to be April next year. But in the meantime, you're going to be doing some other ways, other plans for collecting money.
We are. Some friends of mine are going to, we're going to be standing outside supermarkets and shops in Virginia Water, Chertsey, Addlestone and Weybridge, collecting off these lovely, generous people. And we are getting some card readers. So if you haven't got cash, you can always use your card.
Absolutely. Tap and cash, that's the main thing, isn't it, there? And also, I believe you want to get some celebrities behind you, some endorsements. You've already approached a couple.
Oh, I've got so many good celebrity friends now, I'll tell you. One is Andy Taylor from Duran Duran. They're going to support me. And the other one is the amazing, gorgeous Ella Henderson.
That's great. So they will be supporting you through that. And I'm sure you'll be finding others before April.
I'm going to do everything I can.
Now, if people listening are wanting to donate, there is a website. If I give the details of that, it's ASPH Fundraising Challenge. That's all one word. ASPH Fundraising Challenge. /campaigns/ Dennis-Hammond. And Dennis is DENNIS. hyphen, and Hammond is H-A-M-M-O-N-D. So that's where people need to go to donate the money, or they'll see you in the street collections. Any dates for the street collections at all, Dennis?
We haven't at the moment got that arranged because we've got to wait for the card readers and obviously the permits.
Well, I definitely admire what you're planning to do, Dennis. Good luck with your street collections. And we'll talk again in the new year as we approach that big one of the Sky Ride in North Wales you're going to attempt in April. So thanks again for joining us, Dennis.
Oh, thank you very much for letting me do this interview. You're an amazing guy.
And another reminder for our listeners of the website address, if you wish to support Dennis, it is ASPH Fundraising Challenge. That's all one word, ASPH Fundraising Challenge. heroes.help/campaigns/ Dennis hyphen Hammond. And it's Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S hyphen H-A-M-M-O-N-D.